ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter number 16, the new chapter. The chapter is entitled Executing the Payovrat Process of Worship, text number 1 to 4. So we'll take text number 1 now. Shri Shuka Vacha Evam Putreshu Nashteshu Deva Mata Diti Stada Rite Tri Vishtape Daitye Paryatapya Anathavad. Translation: Shukdev Goswami said, O King, when Aditi's sons, the demigods, had thus disappeared from heaven, and the demons had occupied their places, Aditi began lamenting as if she had no protector. Text number 2, translation. After many, many days, the great powerful sage Kashyapa Muni arose from a trance of meditation and returned home to see the ashram of Aditi, neither jubilant nor festive. Text 3, translation. O best of the Kurus, when Kashyapa Muni had been properly received and welcomed, he took his seat and then spoke as follows to his wife Aditi, who was very morose. Text 4. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O most gentle one, I wonder whether anything inauspicious has now taken place in regard to religious principles, the Brahmanas, or the people in general who are subject to the whims of death. Purport. There are prescribed duties for all the inhabitants of this material world, especially for the Brahmanas, but also for people in general who are subject to the whims of death. Kashyapa Muni wondered whether the regulative principles which are meant for the well-being of everyone has been disobeyed. He accordingly continued his inquiries for 7 verses. Hare Krishna. So we are seeing in this canto from the last chapter onwards that how Bali Maharaj, having become powerful by service to his spiritual master, has gained so much of power that now he has been able to create terror in the lives of demigods. And now the demigods have left their places and they have run away. And here now we are focusing on the plight of the mother of demigods, Aditi. So this chapter mentions that how Aditi, she was very much tormented on seeing all of her sons running away from their actual position. Her sons were not ordinary, they were all very great demigods. And therefore it was a very much pain for the mother's heart to see the plight of the sons. And therefore now we see in this particular verse, a series of verses which we discussed today, that Aditi is morose and she is waiting till her husband comes. Aditi's husband is Kashyapa Muni, and Kashyapa Muni had gone for tapasya, and now Kashyapa Muni has arrived after a long tapasya, and now he is seeing that there is a problem in the home, especially Aditi is very morose. And as a series of verses go, we will see that how Aditi expresses the reason for her moroseness. So we see that this material world is a place which is full of dualities. We can never be sure that the current condition which we are staying in will always be stable. And therefore this material world can bring us very much great surprises. In the life of the Pandavas also we see that their life is full of surprises. as a devotee, this material world will not change for us. Sometimes people have an image that after coming to Krishna consciousness, then my life will become better. And we say also that if you become a devotee of Krishna, then your life will be successful. Yes, definitely. But in terms of material world, this material world will not change for a devotee. The material world will remain dukhalayam ashashvatam. Gita will not and Bhagavat will not change philosophy for a devotee. But a devotee knows or learns how to deal with adverse situation in his life. So Pandavas, who were the greatest devotees of the Lord, we saw that they were always in for surprises. But they never gave up their faith on Krishna. They always remembered Krishna. In fact, more surprises or sad things happened in their life. We see that Pandavas became more and more attached to Krishna. So much so that when everything became okay, Kunti Maharani is praying that, Krishna, you are going away, but because things are all right here. And she's praying that let things become again go wrong. So that when things go wrong, we remember you. But when things are all right, then there is a chance of forgetting Krishna. So material world is in for surprises. And a devotee knows that how he can handle the material world and remain Krishna conscious. So in the life of Pandavas, we see that how Arjuna, who was the main hero in the battle of Kurukshetra, he was waiting for 13 years to fight the war. And after 13 years of that exile, painful exile, Vyasadeva mentions in the Mahabharata that how a Kshatriya had to live away from the kingdom. That is really painful. Now we will not understand what actual pain there is for a person to go to forest. But for a Kshatriya of that age to go to forest for 13 years without a kingdom, live in different places, and above all for 1 year live as a servant in one inferior king's house, incognito, was too much. So all the Pandavas are waiting to either get the kingdom back or fight. So Arjuna was on the battle of Kurukshetra. He was there to fight. Everyone was focusing on him. He was the main person on the side of Pandavas. And then we see that when Arjuna sees his own grandsires, his own family relatives standing opposite to him, then he becomes confused. And he, the main person who has got so many weapons, he decides to not fight. So here also we can see Aditi also has become morose on seeing her own relatives, her own sons, in the midst of troubles. And she is lamenting here. So Arjuna also was lamenting, saying that this battle will cost ruination to our own dynasty, our own family. But the best part of Arjuna was, he did not kept lamenting. He surrendered to Krishna. Like I was hearing a lecture of Gaurang Prabhu, he was mentioning, in Sanskrit, the first chapter is called as Arjuna Vishada Yoga. That is lamentation of Arjuna. But it is not just Arjuna Vishada, it is Arjuna Vishada Yoga. So what is that yoga which connects to a lamentation of Arjuna? When Arjuna is lamenting, he is not just lamenting like an ordinary person. The next step he takes is, he surrenders to Krishna. So Arjuna Vishada Yoga has taken Arjuna to surrender to Krishna, and the Gita was spoken, the help was given by Krishna himself to him. So similar in this world, many times we are also in Vishada, but our Vishada is not yoga. It's only Vishad, only lamentation. And in that lamentation, what happens? Our Krishna consciousness many times, especially mine, goes down. Like I was hearing, reading an article in the BTG, and one devotee was nicely mentioning, when Prahlad Maharaj was in danger, and Hiranyakashipu was troubling him, trying to kill him, Prahlad Maharaj was thinking of whom? Lord, not Vishnu. He was not thinking of Hiranyakashipu. He was thinking of Lord Vishnu. But in many times in personal life, we see that when troubles come, if some person is troubling us, instead of thinking of Lord Vishnu, we are thinking of that person. Why that person is troubling us? So Prahlad Maharaj gives an example that troubles will come. We do not worry about from where trouble is coming. That person is just an instrument of our karma. But we should think of Krishna. So Arjuna is immediately taking refuge of Krishna. And Krishna smiles and starts giving him instructions on the Bhagavad Gita. So initially starts, Krishna speaks on the verses on how the living entity is spirit soul, completely different from the body. And therefore Arjuna should not lament on this, the bodies of your relatives, because ultimately they are spirit soul. In fact, our acharyas mentioned that Krishna tells Arjuna that by killing Bhishma and Drona, you are giving them new bodies. The spirit soul will enter a new body and they will live a better life than now. And that new body may be either in heaven, because they are Kshatriyas, they will go to heaven fighting in the battle, they will die then, or they will go back to Godhead. But Arjuna is confused, and Arjuna is asking Krishna that, how can, if I kill, definitely they will get better position, but my relation with them will stop. I won't be again seeing them. So then it is mentioned that Krishna immediately speaks the verse, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya Sitoshna Sukha Dukhada Agama Payino Nityas Tam Stithik Shvashubharata. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that if things, we should try to understand things and try to change our situations and try to solve the problems which we come across in our life. But when things go beyond us, then the only weapon which we can use is tolerance. So if Krishna says to Arjuna that, if Arjuna, you feel that if Bhishma dies and Dronacharya they die, you might lose relationship with them, no problem. You have to tolerate. Because tolerance is the best weapon in this material world to live for a devotee. So, Sri Prabhupada gives the example of month of Magh. The month of Magh, month of summer season, the winter season, the person who are interested in spiritual life, even if it is very cold, they will take cold water bath. And in the summer season, a housewife will enter the kitchen and cook. So they will tolerate both, just to execute their prescribed duties. Similarly, Krishna is telling Arjuna to execute his prescribed duty, which is to fight, and not think about his relatives or his family. Go beyond bodily considerations. In fact, one devotee told me that this makes the Bhagavad Gita a gem literature. But there was one person who was reading all kinds of literatures. He was from abroad and he had come and he was walking all the way, and he went to many religions and learned the literatures, and he came to India and there also he learned so many things. And finally he got a chance to read Bhagavad Gita. And his conclusion after reading Bhagavad Gita was that this is the best literature. Why? Because he happened to read that verse, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya. And it mentioned that, he said that every literature promises that you'll get something. You do this and you'll get something. Your situation will become better in this material world. But Bhagavad Gita says, if situation is not good, you cannot change it, you tolerate. That means material world will not change for a devotee. The material world will remain material world. A devotee should know how to deal with adverse situations. Like Gaurampur was mentioning one good example, that it's when a living entity comes in the material world, it's like a boxing match. With whom? With Maya Devi. Now if there's a boxing match, then the opponents, both of them, should be of same category, either featherweight or lightweight or heavyweight. But when we enter, a living entity enter into the material world, it's a boxing ring where we enter, and our opponent is heavyweight and we're all featherweights. That means we don't stand any chance in front of our opponent, Maya Devi. And he was mentioning this example that spiritual life or Krishna consciousness does not promise us that you'll get extra strength and you'll overpower Maya. No. Krishna consciousness means first aid box. That after you get that blow from Mayadi, what are you going to do? How are you going to handle that blow? So while staying in the material world, we will definitely come in for surprises. Like Aditi, who is the mother of demigods, the most respectable position of any lady in this world, to be mother of all the demigods. And she is saying that not just one, every one of her children are driven away from their palaces. And now they are staying some incognito, under fear, and therefore she is worrying and she is kind of thinking what should be done. But in this case, Aditi is taking refuge. She is waiting. She could have gone to many places and she could have done herself something because she also had power. But the point is, she was waiting till, in this case, her husband was a Shiksha Guru, and she waited for her to come, him to come, and now she's going to address Kashyapa Muni, that how we can solve this problem. Just like Arjuna, he immediately surrendered to Krishna. Here we see the best part of Aditi. She was waiting for Kashyapa Muni to come, and Kashyapa Muni has come now. She's expressing her problems, and now we can see that Kashyapa Muni will definitely, with his spiritual intelligence, his Krishna consciousness, give Aditi wonderful instructions on how to perform the Payovrat process of worship. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments? Any devotees? You can have some devotees are here, senior devotees, they can speak something. Adishan Prabhu, you want to add something? Soma Prabhu, you want to add something? Any other devotees are here? Any questions? Hare Krishna. So everyone is tired, we'll end here. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.